Well, what I'm going to speak now to distinguish between dense self-supported palladium-based membrane and the supported ones. In both cases, we used it in the same module, and we try to understand the difference. As I told you, in this case, we have a dense membrane, 50 microns, without support. And in this case, we have a support. So the thickness could be reduced, and in fact is reduced to 20, and in another case, to 11 microns. Let's see the difference of the behavior of these membranes. Again, two words about the permeance of hydrogen, the flux of hydrogen through the membrane. In the case of dense membrane, in which the membrane is palladium-based, dense palladium-based, the hydrogen with respect to other gases, for example CO2 and so on, is the only one that passes through. And there are six steps, someone says seven steps. In this case, it is showed an infinite selectivity of hydrogen versus all the other gases. The hydrogen, as I told you yesterday, is a molecule. A molecule, when entering contact with the surface of the palladium, splits into atoms. Each atom passes through the membrane alone, without taking into account the other one. And they recombine in the other side. Okay? So we have different steps. Each one is very important, but two are very important of these. The one that dissociate, hydrogen that dissociate, that represents the Sievert law, I told you yesterday. The concentration of the hydrogen is proportional to a constant multiplied by the square root of the hydrogen pressure. And the other side is important, the diffusion, that follows the Fick's law, the law of the Fick, of Fick. Inside the material, there is a very complex passage of the hydrogen atoms. Till now, no one was able to describe exactly what happens. But from an engineering point of view, we see that here we have hydrogen, here we have hydrogen, here we have a mixture, and here we have only hydrogen. For us, it is enough to work with it. The equipment to work with these two membranes is, of course, exactly the same. We have something that is able to produce, to feed with a pump water, and also methanol. In the case of the carrier, we use, for example, nitrogen or helium. In the case, for example, of sweep gas, we have two gases in the shell side. So we use a gas chromatograph in order to determine the composition of the three streams. The first one, we should be very precise about what we are feeding. And moreover, what we obtained, it is important to check. In this case, we can compare, and for doing this, we need the gas chromatography. Here, the dense membrane, as I said, was obtained by a technique called cold rolling. Cold rolling, and the thickness is not less than 50 microns, because otherwise the membrane is broken. Look, here we have two stainless steel tubes. This means that if I have the membrane 50 microns, it's very difficult to insert it into the module. So I need to join here a stainless steel part and also here a stainless steel part in order to put all these into the module with some rings. Otherwise, if I use the rings directly to the membrane, into the membrane, it will block the membrane. And in this case, the gas in the lumen pass in the shell side, and I am not able to see the behavior of the membrane. So the thickness is 50 micron, the active length is only 13 centimeters, the diameter here is almost one centimeter. At first, we are interested in determining if the membrane follows some laws. For example, the laws of the thick and if sievers. To do this, to understand this, we can perform in the equipment. In this equipment, what? We send here or here directly only hydrogen, and we check in the other side the amount of hydrogen that is passing on. Okay? Only hydrogen. In the case we send only hydrogen at different pressure, we have the pressure that is fixed by a cylinder, and we determine the amount of hydrogen that passed through. We transform it in mole per square meter, it depends on the surface of the membrane, per second. And we have some points. If these points are in a straight line, this means that the Sievert's thick law is followed, otherwise not. The thick Sievert's law I showed you yesterday means that the difference in the square root of the partial pressure of hydrogen in the retentate side and in the permeate side follows this rule. Okay? This follows the straight line. This means that the membrane is dense, is not porous. It is enough to say this. After step is to determine the behavior with respect to the temperature. So also here we need at least 3 points at a fixed difference of pressure, and we fix one temperature, another one, and another one. Minimum we should go higher to 200, 250 degrees centigrade. Otherwise, the behavior, the hydrogen do not pass through the membrane, pass really very slow. So you have to wait, I don't know, many times. So you need to go at high temperature, minimum 250, 300 degrees centigrade. And also in this case, we need at least 3 values with the same equipment of pure hydrogen. If we have a certain line, we can determine the pre-exponential value here. We can determine the apparent activation energy. R is the gas constant. T is the temperature, generic temperature, a variable. So if we have 3 points in a linear situation, we can say that the Arrhenius equation is followed. Well, combining the Sievert-Fick's law, this one, and here, if we substitute this one with this one, we have a new equation. Sorry for the Chinese style here, but anyway, you should put here this expression. This is called Richard's equation. It was published for the first time in 1931 by Professor Richardson. So 8 years ago. So we determined that the membrane follows some laws, and we are happy. Apart from this, we can make experiments with the reaction we want to carry out. Methanol, ethanol, glycerol, methane, and so on. Okay? But at first we have to determine if the laws are followed or not. Here you can see that the ethanol conversion versus the temperature are reported for different situation and also for different reactors. In the case of Calaur curves, You can see fixed bed reactor, fixed bed reactor, fixed, and so on. All the other are related to membrane reactor. So you can see that in the case of membrane reactor, we are working at temperature lower than the traditional reactors. And you know that here, you can see here that we have, for example, 100 conversion, like here, but we save at least 300, 200 degree centigrade. So we can obtain also the same experimental results, but at a lower temperature. So all these are obtained at higher temperature, as you can see, and these are traditional reactors. Just a little comparison between self and supported and unsupported membrane. Here there are some results reported in the literature, and here we have dense self-supported membrane, and in red the supported membrane, composite membranes. Generally, it is not so easy to compare the results because there are many things different, catalysts different, the ratio between the fields is different, temperature different, thickness different. Okay, I understand. It is not so polite to compare the results. But we can also see that generally the dense self-supported membrane show values for what concerns recovery and yield higher than the other in red, for example, the supported one. And here we have the definition of the yield and also the recovery. The recovery is the hydrogen that we have in the permeate stream with respect to the all the amount of hydrogen produced. Here I reported some results of mine, here about the bioethanol steam reforming. The difference between ethanol and bioethanol is that ethanol you can use the concentration as you want. In the case of bioethanol, we fixed the concentration of this value, 19 versus 1, because it is close to the bioethanol. And moreover, we have also other results about the simulated bioethanol that is closer to the real bioethanol. Anyway, you can see here these results that are, in this case, in color, are using membrane reactor, and so we have good results with respect to the same temperature, more or less the same temperature, of traditional reactors. Here we can reach values of around 90% with respect here that are 30% or less. Here there is also one membrane reactor, look, membrane reactor, but the temperature are all, in this case, also very high. Let us see some words about the Richardson equation. As we have seen, this is the Richardson equation. What happens if I increase the temperature from this reaction? From this equation, I can see that increasing the temperature, it is an exponential with minus and over the temperature. The flux must increase, I understand from this equation. From a mathematical point of view, I understand that if I increase the temperature, the flux must increase. Okay? From, with respect to the reaction I am considering, this means that the number of the amount of hydrogen that is produced could increase, will increase. This means that a shift effect is produced. If I increase the temperature, the reaction is shifted on the right. So the equilibrium is overcome, going more over in the right direction. And in fact, the reaction with respect to temperature and hydrogen recovery or conversion gives these results. These are my results already published in the International Journal. And there is also a difference between co-current and counter-current. Yesterday I showed you that the counter-current works sometimes better than the co-current, and this is demonstrated that it works in this way. Another effect, if we increase the total pressure in the lumen, in the feed, what happens? The total pressure means that I am modifying this value. This means that the pressure in the permeate will increase. This means the driving force here is increasing, because if this one remain constant and this one increase, the difference will increase. So you increase the driving force, and so the flux should increase. Again, we have a shift effect. Again, we have a larger production of hydrogen. And in fact, from an experimental point of view, we can see that increasing the pressure in the case of traditional reactor has no effect, no positive effect, has a negative effect, because the pressure decreases the conversion in traditional reactors. In the case of membrane reactors, we have that generally there is an increase of the conversion. There is here a little decrease because there are two contrasting effects. In one case, it increases the driving force. In the other case, there is also the same effect than is present in the traditional reactors. But here, in the first part, the effect of the shift due to the higher pressure is not present, or is less than the thermodynamic effect. Vice versa, in this part, it is much more higher. Again, the sweep factor. What is the sweep factor? I told you. The sweep factor means that we want to increase the amount of the gas that takes away the hydrogen produced. In this case, it is reduced the partial pressure of hydrogen. Exactly what happens. If we increase the sweep factor, means that the partial pressure here is reduced. This means that the difference increases. The difference increase, so this means that the difference, the driving force increase, and this will increase the flux of hydrogen. Again, the shift effect is a reflect. You understand the Richardson equation, how much information is able to give us. Again, the amount of hydrogen produced increases, and this is reflected in the experimental results. The sweep factor, if we increase it from, for example, 5.5 to 25.5, look, it increases the conversion, and so the recovery of hydrogen. And this is the other effect of the pressure. If we increase the pressure at a fixed, for example, sweep factor, 5.5, there is an increase of the hydrogen recovery. So, to resume the benefits of the dense palladium membrane, palladium-based membrane, is that it is fully permeable to hydrogen, only permeable to hydrogen. It is easy cleanable, catalytic activity is relatively simple to be promoted, high performance in the bioethanol semi-reform in terms of conversion, hydrogen recovery and selectivity is obtained. Vice versa, the main drawback is that the palladium cost is very high. Moreover, there is a low mechanical resistance. The maximum temperature is around 500 degrees centigrade or less, and there is a restricted range of operating pressure, because you have only 50 microns and the membrane broke easily, not more than 5-6 atmosphere of difference of pressure you can use. So the other membrane we want to discuss is the membrane porous, the porous one. As I said yesterday, there are 6 that are the most considered, but there are also others. And in the case of porous membrane, we have Poiseuille, Knudsen surface, multilayer diffusion, capillary condensation, molecular sieving. Not all of these are important, of course, but only 3 of them. The Knudsen diffusion, for example, is very important. Here it is resumed the same that we already discussed yesterday between, for example, the dense and the microporous membranes. And in the case of the microporous membranes, we are in this range of pore diameter. It is an activated process, and you can see here that the selectivity of hydrogen versus other gas is not infinite. It's high, very high, but not infinite. And also the permeability is has an average value. Vice versa, here the permeability is very low. The reactant loss. What is the reactant loss? If I have a membrane, and this membrane is dense, the gas has not the possibility to pass through the membrane because are blocked by the membrane itself. So must pass through the catalyst and the reactor not. If you have some holes, some of the gas pass through the membrane without reacting, so we are losing our reactant. And how much of this gas passes through the membrane? It depends on the holes. If we have large pore, we have that the reactant loss is very high, and so on. Of course, in the case of this membrane, we do not have this problem. Look what happens in the case of nanocomposite palladium-based membrane. So we are speaking about this line now. Since now we spoke about this, now we are speaking about this. You can see that the thickness is less than... I reported here this is not a nanocomposite, but this is a dense, one work of mine with the Russian people. Just to compare, we have 45 thickness, micron of the thickness. In all the other cases, look, the maximum is reported here, it is 41. So the thickness is reduced because the film is over a support. But we can also see that the selectivity, in this case it is infinite. In all the other cases, the maximum value is around 13, not maximum than 13. In this case, is for example, around 13,000, in this case around 8,000. We have also here infinite. No one believes to this value, to infinite, because Gao et al., 7 years ago, did not reproduce these results. And moreover, they did not say for how long time the membrane worked. Yesterday I showed you one membrane that worked for 1 year, one long year worked. So the people generally do not say how long it works. So if it works, for example, for 3 minutes, okay, the selectivity is infinite. But I do not know if we can consider it as a true value. So I personally do not consider this value correct. Anyway, it is in the literature. The way to deposit the thin film are at least 15 or 20 or more, but only 3 or 4 are very important. For example, the electrolyte plating and the chemical vapor deposition are the most used. Here we have exactly the same equipment. The thickness is 20 micron. And let us see what happens. We produce the 4 different membranes. And the best one is this one called the G4. And look, the selectivity is 10,000. My suggestion is to not believe who says that when you use a composite membrane, they have infinite selectivity. It is impossible to have this, because at the steady state, The selectivity at least should be very high, 13, like my friend in Japan, Professor Ito, or myself, 10,000, but not infinite. The selectivity not infinite means that you do not produce pure hydrogen. You produce hydrogen with part of the gases, of the reactants, of the products that pass through. So the dream is finished. We cannot produce pure hydrogen. We need to substitute the four reactors I said, only three, the last one, if we want to feed to the PEM fuel cell, we need to something else, to, for example, a palladium system as a separator, not as a membrane. Here we have also the other three membranes. You can see that we are around 100 selectivity. We determined here also in this case the Fick's law and Sievert's law, and we can see that n equal 0.6 fits better the system, so the membrane does not follow the Sievert's law because the n value is 0.6, not 0.5. With this membrane we obtained good results, but not 100%, so the ethanol conversion is around 80, the hydrogen recovery is around 12, and with another membrane, so this is the third one, 20 micron is this one, we obtained the results of the ideal selectivity around 300 at this temperature, and in this case the index N is equal 0.8. This means that the pores are larger. In this case, again, it is not followed the Sievert's Fick's law. Moreover, in this case we also observed that the reaction, before the reaction, we obtained these results of the difference of the pressure 2.8, and the flux. But after the reaction, we had these values. So there is a decrease of the permeation. This means that there is also a decrease in the conversion of the reaction. This means that something happened, and so we regenerated and we obtained these values. For this we made some other experiments. For example, in this case we made some pictures, the same image, and we saw that there is a deposition of PD cluster in presence of other, for example, carbon. Also, the presence of pinholes was relevated at a level of hundreds of nanometer scale. The same analysis determined that there is the carbon presence. So we needed also to regenerate. Moreover, in this case, all these problems we did not have in the case of unsupported membranes. In this case we had. So we observed also an oxidation of the surface. And these are results with what concern the gas hour space velocity for ethanol conversion and hydrogen enrichment factor. So the benefits of the palladium-based not dense membrane are that the lower cost of the higher mechanical resistance than self-supported dense palladium-based membrane is observed, because in this case the resistance of the membrane is higher, the feasibility to obtain highly concentrated hydrogen is also a correct concept. The drawbacks, they suffer, these membranes, of the carbon coverage of the membrane surface and there is also a lower temperature. In that case, it was around 500, 550. In this case, we are looking for 420, not more. So we are thinking in the future to adopt this solution. This one was what until now was done. So the catalyst outside or inside is the same. The catalyst is directly in contact with the membrane. In the future, we want to avoid this aspect. So we want to have a double layer of the support in which the palladium is entrapped. In this case, the catalyst do not enter in contact directly with the membrane. So some hot spots are avoided. Other results I want to show you quickly are related to a project in which we are involved about framework program 7 related to carbon membranes. In this case, we produced different membranes with pyrolysis. With temperature, we can observe that there is an increase of the holes also. And these are the results in terms of permeance with respect to the kinetic diameter for hydrogen, CO2, nitrogen, CO, CH4 at different temperature. And also we determined the ideal selectivity of these gases. And the last one, this one is, the last one is the Knudsen value as a reference value. In this case, we can see that we are less the Knudsen value, but here we are higher, in this case with H2 over CH4. As I said, this is a methanol steam reforming to produce hydrogen, and also in this case we confirm with this membrane that the traditional reactor's behavior with respect to the conversion is less than the membrane reactor state, also for what concerns the yield. And the purity at different temperature is also shown. These results were just published a few months ago. And okay, I am open to discussion. Thank you very much for your attention.